Ryanair stepping into hot waters after forcing South African citizens to take a test in a language associated with apartheid.
Ryanair should be careful. Language is a sensitive issue. They may well end up in front of the Human Rights Commission with this.
The airline says it asks passengers to write in Afrikaans to prove their passports aren't fake. But the move is causing widespread condemnation.
It's not unfair, it's just discriminatory, as far as I'm concerned.
It's very discriminatory to a whole host of South Africans who don't speak Afrikaans.
South Africa has 11 official languages, with Afrikaans used by less than 14% of the population after Zulu and Xhosa. But Afrikaans was the language of segregation during white minority rule, when black citizens were told where they could live, work, attend school, and own land.
Roughly 20% of the population of South Africa understand Afrikaans, but the rest don't. So you're sitting with roughly 50 million people who do not understand Afrikaans. So they might as well have taken Zulu, which is the biggest language in South Africa, and used that if they really wanted to use one of the bigger languages.
While not a British government requirement, Ryanair has so far refused to say if it will withdraw the test. Gillian Wolfe, Al Jazeera.